Gurial State is in peace in its totality since 2018. And in the early days of 2019, it's in peace. Only worry we have in for the past 2018 was the fact that the chief suspects of Ogwokwaich conflict escaped from maximum prison in Unyik, the military barrack prison. That chief suspect is our main problem. And now, for the last 4-7 days, he has been neutralized by the government of South Sudan with the support of Gurial State and Tonya State. That person is neutralized completely. And
What do you mean by neutralized? Is he alive or he's been wicked or what? What do you mean?
If I talk he's being neutralized, it means he has been killed by our security forces because he was doing these terror activities between Gurial and Tony. And unfortunately, he got his last days in Romage. He was killed in Romage. And we sent our security advisor to go and witness whether that one is true or false. But our security advisor report confirmed that he was...
He was in prison. But how did he manage to escape?
I think this guy is being facilitated by known groups. That was his second escape from prison. In the first arrest of Tiang, that was in early days of 2016. He was first arrested on minor charges of being suspected of participating in the certain killing of Guok Puk communal conflict. He was arrested and detained in the National Security Service premises. From there, he escaped there, from that premises, where he went the same year, 2016, and killed the twin brother of Queen Mayor within a Gua community. From there, he was in hiding. He was around during the time of former Governor Abraham Gumukwai. When Gurgori comes, I think what deal Gurgori made between him and Gurgori administration until he negotiated for his voluntary surrender to Gurgori State government. By then, Gurgori was the governor. Gurgori received him, he conduct press conference with him. Then later on, he surrendered him to South Sudan prison service. He was being kept there in the Kwajok main prison. For a while, when Gurgori last days in power, he was taken to Division 3, Unyik, and was being kept in the army prison there in Unyik, Division 3. And how he escaped that prison is something everybody is asking, how did he manage to escape again for the second time? And those who facilitated his escape at a time were now being jailed. Until he was neutralized last fortnight. And there is a suspicion that there are some high-profile political figures behind all these escapes and who have actually radicalized him to be a terror within Gurgori State.
Okay, you mentioned before that it was not an order from Gurgori State to kill Tiang. So it happened in Tony East because Tiang was supposed to go to court. And they went and killed him. What is the government doing now? Both Tony government and Gurgori State government. The issue of killing of Tiang.
So far, as I told you before, the government of Gurgori State sent a committee headed by a security advisor and commissioners of the neighboring counties, especially commissioner of Gurgori neighboring Tony State. They went there and then they found the government representative of Tony there in Romi also. They formed two state committees. And they are investigating how the incident happened, and even those friends of Siang. How did he go there, and who is his friend? Who was his friend at the time? We learned that he has got a lot of friends there, and he has got even a magician, someone who used to go and perform Mijiki and Fowers know that the bullet cannot go through his body.